Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Dynamic Josh Bernstein. His website is Patreon, patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Josh, you turn up the ire of Right Wing Watch and many others that don't want to hear the truth, and they don't want to debate you, do they? You provide facts like a minigun. You actually show logic and you show common sense and decency. And we have a lot of indecent things going on. We have the SEOC bomber that's going around blowing people up, or trying to, without even proper detonators. We have the media trying to accuse Trump of being responsible for the increased violence. And then we've got this massacre in Pittsburgh, which is an abomination against the people of the book, the Jews, who have been persecuted for millennia. I'd like you to comment on all these things, and I'm sure you've got inside data on what's going on in this stuff, too.
Well, look, number one, my thoughts and prayers go out to the folks in Pittsburgh at the Tree of Life. Tree of Liberty Synagogue. It's absolutely horrible. You know, I've said a lot on the different shows that, look, there's 14 million Jews left in the world. 6.5 million of us live in the United States. A little over 3 million live in Israel. And that means the rest are scattered throughout the rest of the world. You know, there's billions upon billions of Muslims out there in the world. So, all I can say is this, you know, you almost exterminated us as a people. 6 million Jews were exterminated. Leave us alone. We don't have the power. We don't have the clout. We don't have the control over the banks in Hollywood and all this other garbage that they spew. It's just ridiculous, really. And it's just a sad development. And I just wish that more Jewish Americans that support the Democratic Party would realize that when they do that, they support the party that is against their own survival and their own best interests at heart. Yeah. Many of those folks are anti-Semitic on the left. Many of those folks, you know, harbor deep resentment towards the country of Israel. We saw that on full display in the House of Representatives and in the Senate, when many Jewish prominent members of the Democratic Party decided to not go and see Benjamin Netanyahu speak. And again, I've said this many times, it's unfortunate, but I think that liberal Jews put liberalism as their religion first before Judaism. It's really sad. It's a terrible development, and I wish that American Jews would wake up and realize that there's no greater friend to the Jewish people and to Israel, the country of Israel, than the evangelical right. Because if it came down to it, and American Jews here at home were being persecuted like they were in Europe, who do you think would protect them?
Right.
It would be the evangelical Christians that would protect them. And I think that it's about time that American Jews wake up to that reality.
I think it's actually the tenor and the violence level that's occurring even with public discourse like Mad Maxine Waters and Cory Booker and others. It's getting so extreme now. And I mean, you're trying to accuse Trump saying he's trying to incite violence. No, he's not. He only counterpunches on Twitter if people call or do things that are obscene, like, you know, the media 97% of the time abusing him. And in fact, we had Paul Craig Roberts and a German expert, politician, that contacted a few weeks ago at a conference, Harley Schlanger in Germany, that stated if Trump was either impeached or assassinated, we'd have a nuclear war by next year. And not only would America be in grave danger, so would the state of Israel. Israel's now surrounded with Hezbollah, with almost 40,000 missiles aimed at their GPS-coordinated missiles. We have the great Russian bear literally supporting Iran and Hezbollah. I mean, things are getting pretty intense now. And now we can see something going on here with this prince. And I've done my research. I don't think this prince was involved with Khashoggi's death. He's actually trying to get rid of Wahhabism and give women the right to drive. I think it's the exact opposite. In fact, he said just last week that you'd not recognize Saudi Arabia 5 years from now. That's because he's trying to reform the country. And they're in alliance now with Israel, Saudi Arabia. And this is a first in history, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very interesting development, what's going on in Saudi Arabia. I think it's interesting that they finally realized that they had to admit what they did. I don't think anything long-term is going to come from it. I think that more than anything else, it's not going to affect, any weapons deals or anything like that.
Right.
But we have to understand that, when we deal with countries like that, we have to understand that any country that even seems to be an ally of ours isn't necessarily always an ally. And I'm referring to Turkey, and I'm referring to Saudi Arabia, and I'm referring to Jordan, and I'm referring to Egypt, and all these countries that are quote-unquote allies of ours. When it comes down to it, where would they lie if they really were needed and had to be depended on? I don't know.
That aspect is important, but I think also we have rogue intel agencies inside America. We can see it with the Russiagate, that these agencies don't want to have peace with Israel and Saudi Arabia. They don't want us to have a dialogue with Russia to reform the 1987 Strategic Arms Limitation Agreement. They don't want us to have a trade deal with China which demilitarizes the South Sea Islands that they're building and weaponizing the hell out of. What's happening is we're marching step by step by the dialectic of chaos toward Armageddon. And people don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we have decades. I think we have years and months left before catastrophe strikes unless we change our policy. And Trump has tried to change that. And everybody in the media are fighting him. It's amazing to me. Even this midterm, I'm looking how close it is. I'm thinking, please continue.
Yeah, it's really against their self-interest. If the media was smart, they would support the president. They would support his economic policies. They would support his nationalist policies, not national socialism, of course, but nationalist, pro-America, putting America first policies. And instead, they're bashing him. And I guess it's because they're so ideologically to the left that anything this president does, they have to be against. And I think that that is a real major disservice to the American people, to be quite honest. And but hopefully the American people understand this. I mean, they obviously woke up in 2016 with a little help from our friends James O'Keefe and Julian Assange and many other in the alternative media. And, Silicon Valley is now our enemy, too. And Silicon Valley is now trying to shut down dissent, shut down opposition voices. And ultimately, look what they've done now to Gab. They have deplatformed Gab. PayPal has pulled the rug from out from underneath them. GoDaddy has pulled the rug from out from underneath them, and a couple of others. So right now, Gab is actually offline, believe it or not. Now, I don't agree with any social media platform hosting outright white supremacist, anti-Jew, anti-Muslim, whatever you want to call it, rhetoric. I think that that is dangerous, and I don't think that that is necessarily free speech. I don't agree with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Google censoring people's opinions, but when you call for outright violence and you say things like, forget the optics, I'm going in, that's a problem. That's a problem. So I think that Gab is, in some respects, not necessarily guilty here, but they didn't do their due diligence to police their own website because they've been so anti-censorship, which again is a good thing. Don't get me wrong, folks. It is a good thing that they're anti-censorship, and we need a place to go for people that are not going to be censored. But at what point does it constitute hate crimes and hate language and calls to violence? I think that there's a fine line there, and I do believe it or not, agree with some people that are saying that Gab is partially responsible. I think if they've allowed that type of behavior to continue on their platform, you know, then they're saying that they are complicit in some respects.
Exactly. And the thing is, that it's not really a fine line. It's a pretty thick line, isn't it?
Well, look, bottom line is, I believe Gab should, you know, first of all, how did a white supremacist like this anti-Semite get a blue check? I mean, I don't even get that. That doesn't, unless Gab's blue checks mean absolutely nothing, which they probably don't mean much because there's not many people on the service. But with that being said, you know, I think that the person who runs Gab, this Torca guy, he needs to take a step back and realize that you can be the alternative. You can be the bastion of freedom of speech and the First Amendment, but you can do it in a way in which you're not causing and or advocating your users to call for violence against others. I think that that needs to be nipped right away.
Exactly.
I don't believe that.
Exactly.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
To get into some specifics here. There's a number of close races. I'm amazed that McSally and Sinema are in a close race when Sinema is a clear communist and she's a nut. Other than having a toothy smile, she is so crazy and such an obscene statement she's made against Arizonans. I can't believe that she's actually as far ahead as she is. And she's certainly not. I mean, I think hopefully McSally will get it because, you know, you know, we have a patriot who's an Air Force pilot who actually is a conservative and cares about people and wants to do something positive. Sinema is just a communist who wants power. Just like, you know, the whole Democratic Party, they don't have any policies that are actually good for America or for good for international. No, it's just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. None. It's just sickening. And I'm actually, when we get back from the break.
We're back.
Okay. All right, good.
Yeah, I want you to get your opinion. I want you to see which type race is you, because you know all the names of what's going on and why. To me, that's disturbing that even a number of Americans support these alternate candidates in the Democratic Party. Do they have a clue? Are they suicidally stupid? What's wrong? It scares me, actually, that a number of my fellow Americans think the Democrats are an alternative. They've got to be crazy.
Well, here, I'm going to read you something real quick. May Day, Cinco de Mayo, greetings. The Communist Party USA, CPUSA, liked to publish May Day greetings and birthday greetings and Cinco de Mayo greetings in their party newspaper, usually in late April, early May, from the state and local party clubs and supporters, often under the names of, quote, Friends of the Daily World, etc. And in that list is Kyrsten Sinema every single year.
Whoa.
Every single year, she is thanked for her major contributions to communist activities in Arizona and around the country.
Whoa.
Boom. Hammer dropped. Anyone in Arizona that is even thinking of voting for her, you might as well run out and play, Frogger in traffic, because you're about taking your life in your hands if you vote for her.
What's wrong with these people? Are they just evil, or are they insane, or psychotic? What is it? How can Kristen Sinema pretend that she's even a conservative Democrat when she's got these hardcore policies that are completely destructive of American civil liberties, life, for due process, everything? It's insane, isn't it?
She's been caught on video saying that she is the most radical liberal member of the Arizona legislature. That's number one. She has been caught on camera in a hearing at the state capitol talking about how she doesn't want Johns that prostitute underage girls to have major penalties, saying that, quote, some of the girls that she knows that are 12 and 13 years old look older than her. She has called Arizona the meth lab capital of the United States. She has called Arizona the home of the crazies. And she has said, point blank, that if an American wants to join the Taliban, that she would support it. Those are not hearsay. Those are not conspiracy. Those are not taken out of context. Those are actual, direct quotes from this absolute radical scumbag, Kyrsten Sinema.
Right. Actually, you say I like how you said that, Kyrsten, because rather than Kyrsten Sinema, it should be called Kyrsten Sinema, shouldn't it? Because she's cursing us.
Cursing.
Yeah.
Kyrsten Sinema. How's that?
Yeah, I love that.
Cursed.
Now, I'm hoping and praying Americans will be decent, American-loving, and find a compromise. For example, Trump is wanting to put now, after the midterms, another second tax policy to give another 10% break to the middle class to make it permanent. He wants to improve other things to help health care, like he put in this reduced prices of drugs, the VA system where if you can't see a doctor, you can get an alternative doctor right away within a matter of days. Every one of these steps is a little piece of the puzzle to make healthcare affordable but not bankrupt the country. And even if they made some Medicare system more affordable, people are going to have to pay a portion of it because we can't afford to take a broken system and give it to everybody. It doesn't work. I mean, my own payments on Medicare for my alternative insurance is insane. We're paying more money than I had in Kaiser before with so-called Medicare. It's a federal program. If they think it's going to be free, they're nuts. It's not free, is it?
No, nothing is free in life, and if they say it's free, there's always going to be strings attached, and those strings are typically your liberty and your freedom. But look, I think what's interesting is that 2.2 million more Americans since 2016, since President Trump's election, have actually gained, not lost, gained health care coverage under Trump's economy because things are less expensive now. Not only that, it was the Republicans, by the way, all of them, every single one of them in the House that voted for the legislation of right to try legislation, which is for people that are unfortunately severely ill or terminally ill and they have no other choices but to try alternative means of medicine. 22 Democrats voted with all of the Republicans, but the rest of the Democrats, including all of the Democratic Party leadership, voted against allowing people that are terminally ill to try to save their own lives because of their lust for power. They are dirtbags, and they should all go to hell, in my opinion. And the American people need to understand that it isn't the Republicans pushing Grandma and Grandpa over the cliff, okay? It's the Democrats that are doing it, and they're doing it quick. They're doing it quick, and they want to do it even faster if, God forbid, they win Congress with this Medicare for All, because now it's not going to be Grandma and Grandpa over the cliff. It'll be the entire country over the cliff because it'll cost $20 to $24 trillion if, God forbid, ever fully implemented.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? I find it bizarre that that our society lacks the common... You don't have to be a genius to understand that if you have a system that is going to bankrupt the country, and it's not going to provide health care either. People assume that it is. Compare it to socialist countries like Canada. I can tell you, having worked there and talked to doctors who came from Britain, socialized medicine is what I call hangnail medicine at the speed of light. It's not high quality. That's why if you've got a really serious problem, you'll fly in from Bahrain or Arab Emirates or India, and you get your treatment in America because we're the most advanced. If you destroy this system, you're going to lose specialists, technology, and advancements that are going to end disease. And even in nutraceuticals, we're the prescient nation on earth for making new nutraceuticals. Not China, not Europe, it's America. And this is what I find very bizarre about these people. They somehow think if they can just rubber stamp that they've got health care. Look at Obamacare. What a mess it was. What a mess.
Yeah. And how dare Barack Obama go around and saying that he's got the economy going in the right direction? Give me a break. You're the only president in history that oversaw not one, but two credit grade downgrades, number one, and the second largest job creator under your tutelage, Obama, was Kelly Temp Services, okay? You never cleared 2% GDP ever in all 8 years. You were an absolute economic, moral, and ethical disaster for this country. And for you to go around and say that you're taking credit, I got news for you, okay? That ain't your economy. Somebody else made that happen. You didn't build that.
You didn't build that. Happen. Yeah, that's funny.
Go Amazing. Away, Reggie, and go crawl into a little box with your gal pal, Valerie Jarrett.
Yeah, gal pal, yeah. Actually, his handler. She probably has a chip in his head.
For 8 years, Barack Obama did not use the restroom without getting her permission.
And he had to also find out whether she was permitted to right wipe with the left or right hand.
Yes, absolutely true.
Yeah, Valerie Jarrett, yeah, my God.
The president for 8 years.
Exactly. We've been Jarrettized. How's that?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. I want to put a website out there that you helped me find. It's called The Real Cinema, S-I-N-E-M-A. And it's funny, I think her last name actually makes sense. She's a sinner, and it's a cinema of evil.
She's an actress.
She's an actress. It's a cinema of evil. And when you actually look at the site, and it shows all these video clips, this woman is not just crazy. She's damned evil. I mean, this is a
Bat, you know what, crazy has that.
Bat, fecal matter crazy.
Yeah.
And when I look at these clips, I'm thinking, I've seen some of these already. I'm thinking, you want rational Arizonans to vote for you? Are you out of your cotton picking mind? This is indecent. This is not just politics. This is indecent what she talks about. The border control, Taliban. The way she treats Americans, that says that Arizona's a meth lab of democracy. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this woman hates this country, hates the state of Arizona. I laugh when these, I'll call them what they are, prostitutes like Grant Woods goes out there and says that he supports Kyrsten Sinema. You know, I wonder how he's paying her. I wonder how she's paying him, I should say. Because I don't understand how someone that had a respectable reputation could sink so low and go so just into the pits of despair, really, just trashing his entire name by pulling ad after ad after ad, saying that he supports this lying, disgusting woman. I just think it's terrible. And, I've seen... You know, he's been a figure in Arizona for years, and for the most part has been pretty well respected. But I got to say, I don't know what she's doing or is giving to him in order for him to say these things, but it's certainly out of character for him. I'll leave it at that.
Where do you think this is going to go? We are about a week away. I think Election Day is the day after we come back next week, next Monday?
Yeah, it's actually next Tuesday, I believe, right? I actually got banned from Facebook for telling my followers and everybody else on Facebook that we're tired of winning. We don't want our crumbs anymore. We want you to take our crumbs. We want you to abolish ICE. We want you to take our guns. We're tired of making America great again. So make sure liberals go out there and vote on November 7th. And actually, Facebook banned me for 30 days for putting that joke out there. They said it was against their community standards. So,
they can't even take your pulling their leg. You didn't even incite violence.
I just told them to go out and vote on the wrong day, and apparently that broke community standards in Facebook communist realm. So, but look, do I think what's going to happen? I'll tell you. I think the Senate's looking very good. North Dakota, she's a goner. There's no question about it. Absolutely gone. There's no question that she can win. So she's totally gone. Heidi Heitkamp is gone. Thank God. She is one takeover. So now you're at 52. And then if you look at Claire McCaskill and Josh Hawley, I believe McCaskill is a goner. So now you're looking at the second takeover.
Right.
And then if you look at Joe Donnelly, he's down by 4 to 6 points in Indiana. I believe that he's probably likely a goner as well. That's your third takeover. Manchin, I don't know. It's neck and neck. It's possible that he could be a goner. That could be your fourth or fifth takeover. And then John Tester out there in Montana is not doing so good. Look, you got to understand, Chuck Schumer spent $3 million allocated for fighting in elsewhere into the New Jersey race because he's worried that New Jersey might go red. So you put all this together and you got to say to yourself, these polls have got to be wrong. They cannot be as glowingly articulate for the Democrats as you would hope. I think it's just another example of them trying to suppress Republican turnout. It didn't work in 2016. It's certainly not going to work in 2018. I know that the president is going into Florida in the next couple of days because he's fearing Gillum and the rest of them. But again, the youth vote has only been 4.4% in the state of Florida so far in early voting. That's not very many, and Gillum's going to need a hell of a lot more than that.
Why are they putting him ahead in the polls? I can't understand it.
They're doing it on purpose. Look, I don't know if Ron DeSantis is winning, but I would assume it's very close. I don't think that Gillum is up 6 or 8 points or anything close to that. And plus, you have to understand this. In early voting right now, Republicans are winning in almost every single state but Nevada. And actually, Nevada is within 8,000 votes, so it's even very, very close. But all the other states that are important, early voting, Republicans are winning by a 10% margin. So on election day, Republicans usually come out even more than Democrats. So as long as we can keep that trend going, we should be in decent shape. The House is a little more dicier, but I don't foresee a major loss in the House. If anything, it's going to be a very slight victory for the Democrats or a very slight hold for the Republicans. I think the Republicans absolutely have to hold major states like Tennessee with Marsha Blackburn. That needs to be a hold. Jeff Flake's seat in Arizona, McSally, that needs to be a hold. Obviously, Ted Cruz in Texas, that needs to be a hold. If we hold those three and we win three or four more, we're going to be in very, very good shape in the Senate. The House is, like I said, it's a little more dicier, but there are many, many Republicans winning in areas that you wouldn't think they would be winning, like Illinois and in Minnesota, northern Minnesota. The Republican is completely trouncing the Democrat, as a matter of fact. They pulled funding for the Democrats. So, you know, every little bit of the country is a little bit different here and there based on the different areas. So we'll see what happens.
I want to throw an idea out. I think it's not just that we have probably the greatest president we've ever had, but I think a lot of the candidates for the Republicans are some of the best candidates we've ever had, too, on their own. And I think their policies and their comments and their statements and their actions and their past history indicates we have such a great line of Republican candidates that on a one-to-one, even without Trump, they're winning, aren't they?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, look, I think ultimately you know, the American people saw firsthand how radical the Democrats are. We didn't need attack ads to show us that because millions of Americans tuned in to watch the Kavanaugh hearings, and they got to see it firsthand. They got to see the meanness, the vile and the anger and the angst and, you know, just how unhinged they were. And I think that that, you know, although it may have dissipated some because it's been over a month ago, I think this caravan woke up a lot of people, too. I think this caravan, which is obviously funded by George Soros, there's no question about it. Here's a guy that wrote on his own website, georgesoros.com, that he planned on putting $500 million into forced migration. I did a video on it a few days ago. But you put all this together, and I think the American people are not only awake and aware, you had 5,000 former Democrats go to the walkaway campaign in Washington, D.C., in the rally there. So we'll see what happens. Look, even if those walkaway people don't vote, it's that they're not voting for Democrats. So even if they didn't register in time and they didn't become Republican voters, at least they're not extra Democratic voters out there. So in that respect, that's a good thing, too.
Why is someone like George Soros still walking around and not in jail?
I don't know. I mean, this guy is so evil. I've never seen a more evil person, you know, and has done such evil things for so long. I mean, honestly, if Hitler was around, he would be his number one or number two henchman for sure. Jewish or not, it wouldn't matter.
I remember reading years ago, this is many years ago, that he actually quoted the fact that he felt the best time in his life was rescuing gold fillings from Jews, his fellow Jews, and their jewelry, and then reselling it on the open market. I mean, this is a Jew himself who turned on his own people and thought it was the best time of his life when he was actually abusing people and their dead bodies and recovering gold. Wow. That's the Soros that's trying to push the caravan, isn't it?
It's sick.
Very sick.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Josh, I'm praying that civility will come back when we see, for example, the Republicans win, when the Democratic Party is totally annihilated and have to actually start becoming real patriotic Americans, coming up with a plan. If they have a plan, start dialoguing with the other side and coming up with solutions. Like, one thing about Trump is he's a solutions guy. He's a businessman. That's why he gave the right to try the thing for chemotherapy and special new drugs.
Right.
That's why I give the veterans the right to choose to get an alternative doctor if they can't get in the VA. That's why he's allowing large groups to buy health insurance. If you're a small mom-and-pop business like ours, we can buy insurance into a large group. He's fixing the drug costs because he's saying, look, we're going to fix the drug costs so that we're not getting ripped off by these big drug companies. Each of these little pieces is a piece of a healthcare system, same way you're not just going to fix it by putting a wall up, which you need, but you also need to have to deal with things like people overstaying their visas and things like institutions like these Maoist institutions from communist China that are invading our universities and trying to manipulate it, or the manipulation by the big money people from China in our movie theaters. trying to make things that are not, quote, offensive to China, because China's taking their tech companies, and they're doing stuff with Google and Facebook and so on, that they won't do contracts with their own Pentagon to try to help our security. I think right. we need to start fixing everything. So the media companies need to start acting like utilities. The U.S. government's got to say, look, media and people, if you do things that are calling for a soft coup, you're going to get it fined and or jailed. And I don't see we should tolerate it. And we have people like George Soros. The man should not be allowed to do what he's doing. If he's funding this caravan, damn it, we've got to stop it. And we have to make sure this man is either fined or jailed for it.
I agree. The problem is, you know, are the Republicans going to do an investigation into it? Obviously, if we keep the House, maybe we'll look into something like that. Obviously, we're going to need to change from Kevin McCarthy to Jim Jordan or Louie Gohmert or, you know,
right.
someone.
Somebody's got a backbone. Yeah. Will actually do something rather than just playing with it. Because, see, this is the problem. There's a lot of what we call mushy GOP Republicans that won't back Trump or actually play hardball or counterpunch.
I mean, yeah, Matt Gaetz would be another one that would be great for speaking.
Yeah, if we had a true backboned Republicans, all this stuff, especially if we win the House, would be over. We'd clean up America, and then for generations it would be a decent place without this idea that it's permissive to have dialogue, or like Mad Maxine Waters or Cory Booker to incite violence. They think the right's inciting it. It's always the left, isn't it?
It's almost always the left, almost always. And again, you know, let's talk about that. I know we've got, what, maybe 10 minutes. I want to go through some bizarre facts about this Caesar, whatever this guy's name is. Number one, let's talk about the timing of this, okay? The timing is very, very strange. Just a few days away from the election, we find that this happens. Is this the October surprise that they were, you know, talking about? That would be number one. Number two, if you look at the envelopes that he sent, there's no return address. None of them. The envelope sent to CNN for John Brennan, it spells Brennan wrong, by the way. That's another thing that seems a little bit strange about it, as if to say that all Republicans are idiots and we can't spell. And it's just very, very strange. And then if you look even further, Florida, it says Sunrise, F-L-O-R-I-D-S, Florids. Not Florida, not Sunrise, Florida, Sunrise, Florids. Like, that doesn't make any sense either. So that's another thing that I think is a little bit strange. And then if you look at this van, my God, there's pictures on social media of the exact same van from August 28th of 2016, completely white. Not a sticker in sight. Nothing on the van at all.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, he's got a mirage of pro-Trump stuff all over the van. And to think in the, you know, in the Florida sun, which would absolutely destroy those stickers, even in that short amount of time. But more than anything else, what about the police? What about Florida Highway Patrol? Do you really think that Florida Highway Patrol is going to allow a vehicle like that to not get stopped? I mean, it's just crazy. Not to mention, he was also a Democrat up until just a couple of years ago. So, again, that's how he identified on MyLife.com. So, I think this is very strange. This guy's 56 years old, born in 1962, lived in Aventura Beach, Florida, then in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and Edison, New Jersey. You mean to tell me you've lived in Florida for so many years and you spell Florida F-L-O-R-I-D-S? Really? Come on, man. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make sense. So, I don't know. I'm not calling it a total fake false flag. I don't get into
it. Well, but the thing is, there wasn't detonators. There's misspelling.
There was no detonators.
So, this, what this looks like, it looks to me like an operation to make some degree of guilt right one week before the election to happen against Trump to say, hey, Trump's inciting the violence. He's got enough balls in these bombs. They weren't even bombs, even if some of them had material that could have been a detonator. There's no detonators on them. These are like Hollywood bombs that were there for a set. weren't they?
Right, exactly. They really, truly were, and that's why they found this guy so easy, because nothing exploded. All they had to do was look at the material, find out where the material was purchased, not hard to do when they all have serial numbers on it, find out where it was purchased. They figured out where it was purchased in Florida. They went to the place. They said, has anybody bought these materials? Oh, yeah, this guy did. And they go to his house. I mean, this isn't hard detective work.
Yeah, well, maybe this is almost like I call the situation with the Manchurian candidate, Blasey Ford. This is a setup to make Trump look bad, to say he's inciting violence with a bomber. So that's what I think.
Right, exactly. And here's the other thing, and I want to talk about the Florida driving laws. Okay?
Right.
According to, the AAA Digest of Motor Vehicle Laws and Windshield Sticker Policy in Florida, no person shall drive any motor vehicle with any sign, poster, or other non-transparent material upon the front windshield, side wings, or side or rear windows of such vehicle with materially obstructs, obscures, or impairs the driver's clear view of the highway or any intersecting highway, exempts GPS devices or similar satellite receiver devices. So you're going to tell me that this guy's driving around for months, right? Or at least maybe just until the last couple of months, because, again, there are pictures of his van with no stickers on it. So let's just say from September, so 2 months. He's driving around on Florida streets for 2 months, and nobody's going to stop this guy when you can't even see in his windows because there are nothing but Trump-supporting signs all over it? It doesn't add up, folks. It doesn't add up.
He looks to me like a psych patient who's wound up like a wound-up toy to create a catastrophe to try to see if they can kill it. Because some of these races are so close, if just a few people get upset by this, they're going to vote against Trump or not vote at all as Republicans, and the Democrats, the demon rats, will take over like Judge Spiro talks about this. That's what I see happening here. It's just obscene is what's going on. And their tactics are so far gone now, the Democrats. There's no respect of even lying correctly or decency or anything. Un-American behavior is okay now to these maniacs, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, there's also a report that he's very close with a CIA agent. Now, I'm not saying that he's CIA, but he thanked him.
He's handled.
It was very close. There's an article on it. Let me see here if I have some of the information pertaining to it. It talks about this one guy, I think his name is Ortega, who... let's see, is it right here? I think this is it right here. I know we're kind of up on the clock here, but see if I can get this to you. Let's see. Okay, so he thanked this one guy from the CIA. I think it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was like a longtime CIA agent. It was a good close friend of his. They were friends for years. And there's no question that he may have at least had close associations with the CIA. I'm not saying that he was CIA or this was a CIA ops type situation. I'm not saying that at all.
Well, it seems to me like a person that's mentally unstable that did something in an exact timing to make Trump look bad with a lot of anomalies that don't make sense. That's as far as I can go. But what I would say is this was a psyop to...
Here it is.
Want to call it.
I would like to wish my great friend from Academy of 9 years, Ricky, a happy birthday and lifetime with the CIA.
Whoa.
And his name is Enrique Prado. That's the guy's name. 25-year veteran in the CIA.
How deep is the deep state? How deep is it? How manipulative? How evil? I don't think we have any idea just how far it's gone, hasn't it?
I don't know. Hard to say at this point.
There's enough anomalies, though. You can raise questions. Even if you don't have the answers, you can raise really good questions, right?
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract or nose or skin at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.